Welcome back. Second half of the fastest hour in radio. I'm going to go right to the phones because Lou's been waiting 10 minutes. Welcome to the show, Lou.
I love you, Bags. Always good to talk to revolutionist leftist liberals. You know, you guys sound too stupid for words. Honest to God, you just make it so easy for me to be on the air with you, and it's all about two things.
It is pretty easy for you to be stupid on the air with us today, but thanks for joining.
Yeah. You know, a person like yourself who would do a program like this.
Cudahy. Goodbye, Cudahy. Yeah, I do the show like this just to tick guys like you off. Unfortunately, Lou, I don't have time for clowns today, so I'm going to go to Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, what do you think of that?
Well, you know, it's a lot of them guys out there. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, Michael, Pizza Box. You know, back when Walker took power and then the Republicans controlled the legislature and the Senate, they got all the marching orders from ALEC, and you know who they are. So they proceeded to take over the Supreme Court and gerrymander the district. So now what you have in this state is rule by a few to the many. I think I said that right. And it's really hard to get out of this situation. You know, I'm going to just go back in time, and you grew up with Love Canal, Lake Erie, the Wisconsin River, and how polluted those areas were. Today, Republicans would not fix that because they don't care about climate. And they don't have any original ideas, Michael, because they all come from ALEC. And it's the same worn-out thing all the time from, I don't care if the guy from Cudahy or CJ. I mean, it's okay to have your views, but it's the same repressed votes, gerrymander, pollute. They don't, you know, somebody called in, I forget what show it was, and said, what do the Republicans actually stand for?
Death.
Name me one thing they work for. They help the working people or help the little guy. It's all about corporate, and they get all their money from these corporate donors. And I could go on and on, but I get very frustrated with I know you. I live in a little bit rural north of DeForest, so it's pretty easy for me to go vote. But if you're living in a heavily populated area in Milwaukee, I have friends that live in South Milwaukee, you take a couple of voting machines out, and you're going to stand in line for 2-3 hours.
Dude,
and
they took out hundreds. They took out hundreds.
It's BS.
Yes, it is BS. Yeah, but, you know, we're the stupid ones.
I'm sick of these people.
We're the stupid ones.
Right,
you know what
whatever.
I mean?
You know. you know what, Pizza Bite? You're doing a great job because you're getting guys like that. They're calling in and they're mad.
Well, I'm mad.
I'm a little mad today listening to them. So, all right, I'm going to let you go before I start being profane Wisco here. So.
Right. Hey, no problem. Thanks for listening. But, you know, we don't have to be better than everyone. We just have to be not Republican, man. That's all there is to it. You know, some of us were raised human and some were raised Republican. And, oh, yeah, you know, you guys want to call up and... Hey,
why would you even waste your time?
No, but I mean, why not? You know, I'm like the worst guy to try and do that with since I've been doing this with like your favorite legislators for like over a decade. So you're not going to win. Go ask them. Go ask Scott Walker how smart he is and how stupid I am, right?
You want to know the...
I took him down with a bunch of people from Milwaukee of all places, you racist bastards. I loaded up with the Fight for 15 with my young brothers and sisters, right? And headed down there, and we destroyed him, man. He went in there, the leader, you know, and he came out of there 0.0. I mean, he fell below the Huckabee line and Santorum, man. Those were like... And then he comes out and says, we got to take Donald Trump down. You know, that's why I got out. I want to help, you know, get somebody else in there to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't get in there. And then the next thing you know, he's got the orange nose and chin from nuzzling right up to that bastard when he took over their party, man. Yes, you did. You took over the party. It's still their party. But it's fun watching him and Clan DeSantis, because actually Clan DeSantis is probably more dangerous than Trump. He's more calculated by far. And I mean, Yeah, you guys should call in. Actually, you know, there's a lot of these, you know, white privilege, white pride, white supremacy, Proud Boy stations. By the way, a lot of your guys are getting arrested and charged with, you know, sedition. And you need to just, like, go listen to those stations. Because if you think I'm going to give you a lot of time, it's not like, hey, man, hey, join me on Facebook. Why don't you insult me on Facebook? We'll see how long you last. You'll get blocked, and I'll be laughing. Let's go to the air. Rob, in Minnesota, is it snowing there, man? You got snow that last storm.
It's not snowing right now, but it's supposed to snow for the next two nights in a row, I guess.
Yeah, and we're supposed to get a little, so that means you'll probably get a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I was going to call and remind you about the eight Republicans who spent the 4th of July in Russia back in 2018.
Yeah, Ron Johnson at the lead table.
His opinion on that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, CJ doesn't understand that the Republican Party is being financed by fascism. And what better place to get some help from than Russia, right?
Hey, what's wrong with being friends with dictators, CJ?
Yeah, you know, like Erdogan and the guy down in the Philippines and, you know, all these other dictators around the world who, you know, are basically laying out the template for Trump and then listening to Trump, you know, praise them and idolize them.
They're demons, dude, and thanks for calling. They're demons. They remind me of the 15 seasons of watching Supernatural. And we're getting down to, you know, season 15 here with humanity. not much hope for me, man. But hey, I did call my my son in South America and video call. And I was hanging with, I got to see the four grandkids and the youngest one, Juan. He's funny because he's not really talking yet, but, you know, he's looking at me like, he comes up to the phone. I'm like, Juan. And it's funny. He still remembers me. He's like, 2 years and whatever, 5 months now. And he spent 14 months at my house. So I'm hoping I can just, you know, keep that going. Because none of us remembers that range between like 2 and 3 is where we just start to remember for the rest of our lives. And speaking of the rest of our lives, Joe in Arizona, what's happening? Uh-oh.
Is this me?
Yes, it is, man.
Oh, hey.
Hey, we don't have any other Joes in Arizona. I should have said Joe in Arizona, Stevens Point. You would have known for sure it was you.
Oh, no. It went blank, and I didn't even hear my calling. So, hey, I appreciate you taking my call, man.
Always.
You know, man, I'll tell you what. Do you feel the sense of we are empowering morons like CJ and Lou and all these guys?
No, because I give them about 20 seconds and then I slam it because I'm not playing that game. And you know, that's like Tom Hartman. I guess CJ called there one time, got doinked. And once you get doinked on Tom Hartman, they keep your number. So you're going to have to call from, I know it looks like he uses his wife's phone to call in. Yeah. And he goes by CJ because he doesn't want everybody to know his name. So I'm not going to say his name today.
Well, yeah, you know, and I don't want to blather on about that idiot.
You don't want to blather about a blithering idiot? Why not?
Yeah, no. Because the thing is like, you know, right now, Joe Biden is, you know, there is the stench of death to the Democratic Party right now. And the moron empowerment is the unexamined Democrat is the real problem. Like, you know, this fake purple quest for purple Democrats
fighting for the soul of
the
country.
That's the biggest bunch of BS. 75 million people don't vote. And to keep faking us out and Nancy Pelosi saying, we need a strong Republican Party. You got that, Nancy. You are empowering them. But you know what? We don't have a sense of anything of what it is to lay out Democratic vision. And to watch Joe Biden bungle this thing is really punishing. And this is a Democratic weakness thing that empowers those guys. And I'm telling you what, if we don't get a hold of our Democratic leadership and to start laying out what it is to be a Democrat, You can't roll around with Republican health care and just say, yeah, no, we're good. Let's move on. Next thing. We need universal programs fights racism. FDR talked about it so much. That fascism got shut down by a lot of universal programs. But it's back because it never goes away. And we don't even have like a healthy sense of getting money out of politics or doing publicly financed elections. We are the body Democrat is just riddled with weakness. And like, I just hate it because it fuels those morons to call into the show, waste our time, stop the progress of what we are trying to do, to sit here and bat down political stupidity. You know, what are your thoughts on that, Mike?
Well, thanks for all that. But the thing is, here's how I feel about Biden, Joe. I don't have a problem with him now. I had a problem with him for all the way up to him becoming the president. Okay. I mean, I didn't get kicked off Facebook for nothing. I mean, I was out there just completely blasting the Democratic Party for the second cycle in a row, presidential cycle in a row, for just betraying the people and letting the party take who they wanted to put up there. Because, and they always, terms like this, political fallout. Man, I don't care about Joe Biden's political fallout. I care about the fallout on my grandchildren and children that's coming. From everything that's been destroyed. Listen, I do remember the Republican Party in the 70s and 80s, especially in Wisconsin, protecting the damn environment. I mean, really, what is going on with that? No, I won't. You know what, Joe? It's these, anybody that's not a progressive in the Democratic Party, that's what they are, man. They can go right over there with Pelosi and live privileged. Okay, because I'm not a Nancy Pelosi fan, especially when she came out and said, oh, you know what, I don't think it's wrong for legislators to be able to, you know, play the stock market. How's the stock market doing this week? I bet that ice cream that you got in your freezer is doing well.